Now, when you were talking about worshiping the god and goddess, though, the yin and yang, if you will, are these earthbound concepts?
Yes and no. I mean, Mother Earth is certainly one way of talking about the lady, but she's also the lady of the moon.
And what's the male?
Earthbound.
Okay, what's the, if it's Mother Earth and Lady of the Moon, what's the male entity? How does that manifest?
He's the Lord of Death and Resurrection. He is that which dies and is reborn eternally. He's seen in the grain. He's seen in the hunt. He's seen in our life cycles. He's seen in the cycles of the sun, which dies when it reaches begins to die when it reaches its peak at the summer solstice, and is reborn when it reaches its nadir at the winter solstice. So we have a holy sun child born at winter solstice, and that's a very, very ancient tradition.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's also interesting because when we talk about nature and we talk about the panoply that is nature, mankind is unique within nature in that we are possessing of a rational mind. And when we take a look at our thoughts, I think many people see our thoughts while certainly linked to the body that we're in, but as being separate and apart from the brain, as being something else, as being a spiritual definition, whether you want to call it the soul or what have you, that is apart from what we would consider our body, the nature that we take on Earth. Do Wiccans believe that everything possesses a soul this way, or are we unique among things on the planet?
Well, again, different Wiccans are going to have different beliefs. Many Wiccans are pantheists, and not all are. We are unique as human beings in that we have a rational mind and that we have language and that we are tool makers and all of those things that we learned in high school science. But I'm really, really sure that my cat has a soul, because I can't figure out what else would make him so ornery and at the same time right. So affectionate.
Well, we know he has a personality.
Yeah. And but nature is full of spirit. Nature is full of spirit. And I think that many people who are not pagan have sensed that feeling of presence in trees or in mountains or in the ocean, or if you've ever been to Niagara Falls, that sense of, wow, those falls are just alive.
Or like the fires last week of California, there's nothing more alive than a fire. You can sense it breathing, as it were.
And overwhelming and demanding.
Yes.
And or if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, sure.
You know, if you don't have a spiritual experience at the Grand Canyon, you're never going to have a spiritual experience.
Don't tell me that, please.
Stunning.
Please don't tell me that. I looked down and I said, yeah, it's a hole.
It just blew my mind. It was just so extraordinary. And actually, the deepest spiritual experience I ever had in my life was at the Carlsbad Caverns in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Really?
It was just being so deep inside the earth, I can't even describe it. I tingled for days.
And I just said, this is damp and dreary. I'm lost. All right. Well, we'll just forget about me and talk about.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. That's all right.
You can have your own spiritual experience however you want it. You're right. Do it my way.
That's great. Now, obviously, the moon is well known, and its effects on the planet are undeniable. Whether it's the tides or the effects of gardening or the stories from the emergency rooms, clearly the moon is exemplary and watching it interact. Is there anything else in nature that has as much of a pull on us as the moon?
I think that, anything can have a pull if you're in the middle of it. I think that there are people in Southern California right now would say that fire is more important than the moon.
Right, but I mean universal. You know, I mean, everybody is affected by the moon, whether they want to admit that or they don't. And the tides are clearly affected.
In terms of our day-to-day lives, I do think that you have a good point that the moon has as extraordinary effect all the time. That's why worshiping the Lady of the Moon is so important to me and so beautiful. I mean, the moon changes us, and it moves us, and it affects our physical cycles and well-beings and all of the things that you mentioned, and also is so enchanting and so beautiful.
The phases of the moon clearly have a lot of different implications. Astrologers look at the new moon as a time of a new beginning and traditions to get what you want by doing things at the time of the new moon for starting things. Are there any Wiccan practices specifically relating to the new moon?
There's lots and lots of guidelines about what kind of work and what kind of ceremony we do at different phases of the moon. The full moon is for celebrating and for worshiping the goddess. When the moon is growing, when we go from new right. to full, we work on increasing things. And when the moon is going from full to new, shrinking, we work on decreasing things.
Now, the full moon clearly is a time of culmination, and that so the celebrations are understood. I knew somebody, and I don't know if she was a Wiccan. I never asked her that, but she had this firm belief that if she danced naked under the full moon and threw money in the air, that this would bring her prosperity. Ever heard of this?
Sounds like a good spell to me.
Oh, my God.
It sounds good. I mean, I usually don't dance naked in the full moon because I live in a condo complex.
I kind of wish you did. That'd be great.
Yeah, you know what? Then I'd get that letter from the committee, and that would be bad.